Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Front Judge's Stock Car Scoop. He's Adam Cheek. I'm Brian Nolan. Adam, boy, oh boy, did we have a exciting, exhilarating, and chaotic end to the round of 12. And, I mean, there was some controversy from all parties involved. So let's just start it off with the biggest controversy of all, something that NASCAR did. They caused some controversy when they didn't black flag Chase Elliott's car for trailing debris, which eventually dropped on the track and it caused the yellow. So Adam, my question to you is, did that decision change the outcome of the round of eight?
I think so, yeah, because I think everyone kind of seemed to react the same way. Like Hamlin's on board, the back of the nine car was shaking and rattling and rolling and looking like the entire thing was about to come off. And eventually that bumper did loosen and flap around and come off, which NASCAR probably should have black flagged them for, because that could have, you know, hurt someone. Someone could have run over it and ended their day, etc. You don't need the rear bumper for these road course races necessarily, so should have taken it off. But it definitely did impact the round of eight, because you had all these guys that were so close to the cut line. You had two guys in a must win and one guy locked in. The other nine were all within, you know, 20 points of the cut line or whatever, one way or the other, something like that. And you get Kevin Harvick, who's pretty borderline going in. Christopher Bell ended up kind of borderline. And yeah, I think definitely that would have dropped Chase down the order. Maybe he would have had to fight a little bit harder to get the spots he needed, but absolutely just changed the complexion entirely.
On the flip side of things, Kyle Larson rebounded from some potential issues early on and won on a road course, something that he's done several times this year. And so, Adam, with the seventh win of 2021, is he now the title favorite?
I'm still going to say no, just because I'm still on the Hamlin edge right now. It's kind of teetering back and forth. Yeah, you know, Larson's been great. He and Hamlin have at times been our title favorites one way or the other. We've talked about this before, of course, but the number five team has just kind of, they haven't been inconsistent per se, but they've just kind of been there. They're not, you know, they haven't been contending for a win. But I mean, Talladega, of course, they had the crash and everything. It's just kind of been all over the place. Hamlin was the guy to beat at Vegas a couple weeks ago. And again, if nothing else, he's just kind of there. Hamlin was on rails at Las Vegas, led at Talladega, led at the Roval. Yeah, they're still 1-2 in terms of title threat status for me, for sure. But it definitely flip-flops every race or two. Larson's almost there. He's almost there, but I think I'm still leading Hamlin at the moment.
Adam, last thing here before we let you go. The controversy continued with Kevin Harvick and Chase Elliott having another run-in. This time, it was at the Roval. First time it was at Bristol, this time at the Roval. Harvick, well, he just flat-out dumped Chase Elliott, and then Harvick wrecked himself later on. So, Adam, is this feud done, and was number four justified, or might we see this crop up again, potentially, say, or Martinsville?
Well, I don't think they're done, per se. You know, Dale Jr. said post-race that he thinks they're done. I'm on the opposite end of it. I think if Harvick had wrecked the nine back and so on, or something, some unfolding of events between them, I think they would have duked it out enough and they both would have felt that way. But Chase didn't even make contact with him. Harvick, you know, I'm sure was mirror driving there, and that's why he ended up in the wall. He probably still feels like he owes the nine car one. And on, you know, the note of Daniel Craig, who for my money is the best James Bond and waved the green flag for the race, did James Bond ever let anything go? No. So I think we're going to see Chase and Harvick tangle at Martinsville is where I'm picking, because, you know, Texas and Kansas, not really payback tracks per se. Martinsville is, and it's a great place if someone wants to exact it. I think it could lead to another Kenseth Logano situation on some level or another. But if Chase doesn't win and he's on the verge of being eliminated or something to that effect, Harvick might jump on that at the paperclip. He certainly didn't seem done with the whole situation during his post-race interview. And honestly, after Bristol, I think Harvick was a little bit justified in what he did. So I mean, that's playoff racing. And I think Martinsville is going to be super exciting in a few weeks. It's on Halloween night. So
we've seen Chase get into it at Martinsville. He got into it with Denny, and then Denny got into it with Joey. We've seen Logano and Kenseth. So when temper's flying, most of the time it's usually at Martinsville. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that at all. Adam, that's all we got for this week. For all the latest on the recap from the Roval, you can check out Front Stretch's Twitter handle at FrontStretch, FrontStretch.com, at the Brian Olin, and at Adam and Cheek. And Adam, not only will we talk to you guys Friday, we are filling in for the great Mr. Party People himself, Mr. Davey Siegel. The two of us will be tackling the Front Stretch podcast this week. Got an interview with Josh Berry that Davey conducted earlier this week. And you got all the analysis on the rule from the two of us and the preview from Texas. That's all coming up this week on the Front Stretch podcast. Are we ready to tackle it, buddy?
I think so. I think we are, and I think we'll put on a great show for everyone listening.
I love it. Adam Cheek, associate editor and fill-in substitute reporter for the Front Stretch podcast, filling in with yours truly this weekend. Once again, at Adam and Cheek, at the Brian Owen, and at Front Stretch. For Adam and everybody here, I am Brian Owen. Folks, have a great week. We'll talk with you on the Front Stretch podcast and on Friday to recap or to preview Texas.